sniff your own armpits at the same time.
Don't sniff your own armpit. Don't do that. Hello and welcome to another goddamn fangirl with me, Hannah Briley, a self-proclaimed fangirl and band photographer.
And me, Elle. I just want to say, whoever owns that red Ford hatchback out front, you left the keys in the ignition, you silly goose.
Tell you what, if that was actually in Manchester, the car wouldn't be there anymore. If someone left their car, keys in the ignition, gone. Forget it. Forget about it. Do you know, funnily enough, though, I had a dream last night that I got robbed. Yeah, that's... I had a dream. I had a dream that we were interviewing a band and I was moving house, but I was moving house with my mum. And I'm like, mum, I've got to go in. I've got to do this interview. Make sure you lock the car because all my stuff's in there. And then while we're interviewing the band, I get a phone call and it's someone that I know from like school, and they go, Hannah, have you finished your interview yet? And I'm like, how do you know I'm doing an interview? And I was like, well, that's weird. And then I got off the phone and I said, mum, did you lock the car? And she went, no, you locked the car. And I was like, I'm fucking on the car. And so I went outside and all the car doors are open and everything's gone. So like my laptop, my iPad, my work stuff, my phone, everything's gone.
Oh,
and then I woke myself up because, you know how it be.
That's
scary.
Cool that you can wake yourself up.
Well, I get that many nightmares now. Like, and I don't know why, I just get really bad dreams all the time.
That's not fun.
Did you have any?
That I was terminally ill.
Oh.
Yeah, I was pretty fucked up. But the most recent weird slash not a nightmare, but bad dream. Not the last bad dream that I had was you texting me and being like, can you just start posting on the Twitter account because you're not pulling your weight or blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't have the password. And you were like, yeah, well, you should have guessed it. And I was like, ah.
That's weird. Oh, well, you obviously feel like you're not pulling your weight, but you are, so it's fine. Did you have any reoccurring dreams as a kid?
No, I don't think I did.
I had two. And one of them, so in my old house, like my old house, we had a little garden, but it backed onto like a little street that went through a bit of forest. I can't really explain it. So it was like all cute. It all cut off and fine. Like it was fine, like a back garden with high fences and stuff. But if you looked over the fence, it's like forest. And one of my dreams, all of the kids from my primary school were there and we were playing What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? Do you remember that?
Oh, I love that game. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? Yeah.
But we were playing that and then an actual wolf would come and I'd be like, guys, no, fucking this wolf, and no one would believe me, or at least sometimes they'd believe me and sometimes they wouldn't. And like every dream someone else would die, or like in it's, you know, someone would go, do you know what I mean, like it would play out differently every time, which is weird.
That's brutal. So same premise every time, but
yeah,
various like, deaths,
yeah, which is wild. And then my second recurring dream was again primary school, weird, but there was a bad guy and everyone from my primary school again was tied up and like a hostage situation, and Spider-Man would come save me. So
yeah, he would.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damsel in distress kind of situation.
Yeah. How weird.
Now we know.
There's what do you think the meaning behind the Mr. Wolf one was? That you were scared people were going to die?
Oh, I don't know what the meaning of... I like to know the meaning of my dreams now, but I don't know what that would be.
No idea.
You wouldn't even know how to Google that, would you?
Google. What does a dream mean when Mr. Wolf is there and he's asking for the time and then a real wolf comes up? If anyone has studied dreamology, let us know and get in touch. Because heck me, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah,
and that's that. I don't think I remember enough of my dreams now to be able to like find the meaning of them. Like I'll wake up and be like, that was a solidly good dream, and then forget about it completely. Or I remember like the feeling, and then if it's a shit dream, I'm like, oh my god, that was the worst thing in the world. But I can't remember exactly what happens. Also, do you get the dreams where you wake up and you feel like it has actually happened?
Oh god, all the time. All the time.
I had a dream that I forgot to lock the back door before I went to bed. And then the next day, Chris got really angry at me and he was super sassy about it. And he was like, oh, you didn't even lock the back door. Could have been murdered in our beds. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm really sorry, Chris. It won't happen again. And he was like, well, it's not good enough. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I woke up as if, and I felt like it had happened the day before. And I was like, oh my God, Chris is going to be still angry at me about this. And like, oh shit, have I remembered to lock the back door and blah, blah, blah. That was a weird one.
That is weird. But it's always like, it's your subconscious telling you something. Oh, I think it's your subconscious telling you something. But like, I feel sorry for my boyfriends, one at the moment, but ex-boyfriends included. Yeah. I always have dreams about being cheated on and left on, and the next day I am fucking horrible. I am nasty. I'm like, well, you shouldn't even been putting yourself in that situation. I'm not even in that situation. Yeah, but you shouldn't have been doing it in my dreams. You shouldn't have even been thinking about it in my dreams. You dare you? But yeah, it's bad. Like, and Kyle will wake up and be like... yeah, I think I do. I have abandonment issues. It's cool. It's great.
I get that. Woo! It's like that. I do be like that.
But like, Kai's like, Hannah, why are you pissed off at me? And I'm like, I'm not. And he's like, did you have a bad dream? I'm like, maybe. Stop leaving me.
Speaking of Kai.
Yes.
Speaking of Kai.
Yes.
I'm calling him out right now.
Oh, no.
Do you remember that time?
What time? Well,
this is about the website. Do you remember that time when I said... please, can we not put that photo on the fucking website? And he was like, oh, I don't know. Like, Hannah, what do you think? And I was like, no. I look like an actual goblin urchin.
Which one?
Satan devil thing. When
which
I'm doing
one?
This.
That's what how you look, awful. Mate.
Fuck you. That is not how I look. That is maybe 10% of the time I look like that. I don't want that on the website.
All right, no, okay.
And I was like, this is my one veto. But guess what? It's still on the website.
Yeah, I saw you reply to the story and I was I'm not even going to indulge this. I'm not going to respond.
I'm going to send a message to Kai in a minute, actually, and I'm going to be like, can you please delete that photo?
I'll change
it. Or just send me the logins and I'll...
No. How about you? Or we just don't change it.
No, we change it. You can have vetoes. I can have this one veto.
Fine.
I don't ask for much. I am a very simple person. I've got my WAN t-shirt. I've got my dog. I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
All I need.
Cool.
Yeah. Here's a thing that I've been doing this week. I realised the only people that I speak to, I can list on one hand or count on one hand. Mm-hmm. So I decided, what a great idea would it be to re-download Tinder? Yeah.
Love it. Go on. And what we found out.
So here we are. We found out that men are trash.
That's not what we found out. We knew that.
We did know that. Now I just have further evidence to back up my hypothesis. And also that I have zero, and when I say zero, I mean zero conversational skills.
Oh no.
It's brutal. Why? Somewhat. So, you know, the whole like pickup line thing or whatever, like some people do really weird ones to I don't know, stand out from the pack, I guess. I'm not really sure how it goes, but this one guy said, where do beans come from? I can't picture them growing anywhere. And I said, have you heard of Google? Because have you heard of Google?
God.
Yeah, it's just really bad times, isn't it? And then
what do you want, Pete? What do they want you to say to that? You either go,
I have no idea. Oh, yeah, it's a real conversation stopper.
Grow.
Yeah.
or he wants you to dumb down. I saw on TikTok this thing, and it was like, how to find a good man. And it was this lovely lady, and she was saying, message them first and say truth or dare. And have you seen this?
Just like, yeah, carry on.
So truth, tell me about the last time you cried, or dare, I dare you to tell me about the last time you cried.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's genius. Genius.
Depending on what they say, tells you whether or not they are toxic masculinities.
When was the last time you cried?
When was the last time I cried? Mm.
20 minutes ago.
Probably. I mean, does On the Verge count?
Yeah.
Because if that's true, then yeah, probably. No. Probably yesterday, if On the Verge counts, because uni. But it's fine, because I do this thing where, like, when I'm doing an assignment, I get maybe halfway through it or something, and then I hit a roadblock, and I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever written, and I hate it so much, and the deadline's in, like, a few days, so I'm just going to delete it and redo everything. And I have to kind of, I'm getting really good at it now, getting really good at kind of saying, shut the fuck up, let's just power through. And like, what I'm doing is actually good. But there's always still that little bit that's like, you're a fucking idiot. And I'm like, okay, cool.
your inner saboteur.
I know. It's my inner saboteur. Thank you, RuPaul, for that.
You're welcome.
Would you like to hear someone's Tinder bio?
Yes, I would.
Chilled. Love sports, especially the gym. I enjoy deep conversations and learning new things. So please educate me. And then 3 smiley face emojis. I hate this app. I hate it so much. That's the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life, is it not?
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it sucks. I mean, your only other option, and I feel like it's a solid option.
Sorry, someone's captured us. I'm already on Tinder for men and women, and it's not going out. This one guy's was... will probably ruin your life. And I've seen that a few times. And I think, what's good about that? Nothing. Are you not supposed to try and sell yourself on this?
I mean, at least I'm being honest.
So where would you put... respect,
I mean, it's not like they're going in and saying, I'm going to be the best person you've ever met, because they probably are going to ruin your life emotionally. And
physically,
I don't want to say physically, but yeah, exactly.
Financially,
you know? I used to love my Tinder bio, which I still use for Twitter, but it's not the same anymore. But it also got a lot of the wrong impression. So everything's a dildo if you're brave enough. And then 99% of people would say, "How brave have you been?" And I was like, "Oh fucking hell! Well, not that brave, clearly. Like, it was just meant to be funny, mate.
You should have said like." Your grandma's antique candlestick. You know, those like really ornate ones. Various kind of
curves. Would have to be brave. Chandelier.
Yeah. I think my problem is I'm very good at shutting people down. I'm being like, that's stupid. I can't pretend to be like, oh my god, that's so interesting, tell me more, because do you know what, it's not interesting. The beans bean boy be. No, right. They might be, and I just don't give benefit of the doubt, and this has been Eloise's relationship counseling session.
So what would be
oh, that's a tough one,
an interesting opener for you that you'd go, oh yeah, it'd be weird if someone goes, hey, I listened to your podcast. I'd have to vomit. Why?
Because that's so uncomfortable.
Oh, I'd love it. Be like, oh, you're like the biggest fan.
I don't know, what did I'm trying to have a look to see what other people have said aside from Bean Boy, but
Bean Boy, fucking hell.
I think it more depends on whether or not I have the patience to deal with people. Do you know what I mean? So if someone sends me a message and I read it at a time when I'm like, yeah, I'll fuck about with this conversation for a bit, then I will.
Right.
But for example, Bean Boy, I don't want to fuck about with that conversation. Wasn't in the mood.
Would you fuck about for a conversation if they were good looking or better good looking? Yes. The answer for this.
Yeah, and I think it depends. Like, it depends how shit the first chat is. Right. Because if the first chat is pure shit, then I'm thinking this person has never been bullied before in their life and hasn't had to compensate with how they look with humour. So essentially what I'm looking for is an absolute 10 out of 10 that grew up as a 2 out of 10.
I see that.
Do you know what I mean?
I see that, yeah.
We need substance. Humble. We need character. Humble, yeah. Someone that doesn't know they're fit.
I don't mind if they know they're fit. Like, I don't know, mm-hmm. It's like a bit of confidence, isn't it? But like...
Oh, confidence is important.
Yeah, you know?
True. Confidence.
I like them to know that they're good looking. Otherwise, you know, they're going to be, I don't know. You want them to be a bit self-assured.
Yeah, I get you.
But yeah, I feel that.
You understand 2 out of 10 growing up to 10 times.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't, you know, bullied or teased at school, like you're probably boring.
Where's your character?
Now. Yeah. You're not funny.
I agree.
Probably got a shit job, probably work in finance. Pushed.
Your whole personality.
Zero fashion sense.
Soft furnishings.
Probably go fishing. You've probably got a picture of you and a catfish.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even worse than that, a picture of you in a fucking, I don't know what they call it. Let's start again. A picture of you petting a sedated tiger. That's the worst.
Honestly.
I'm ashamed to say that I have matched people before who did have that picture, but
why? Just to have a go at them, or just bored?
No, like because I thought they were fit.
Oh,
but now I wouldn't do it now because that's very fuckboy starter pack. Do you not think?
I think fish photo,
sedated tiger,
yeah,
fish photo,
yeah, and then probably like a group of lads that you can't tell who's who.
A group of lads, they're holding tinnies and they're going,
yeah.
Well, not with that face, but they're like,
I know what you mean.
Or a selfie where they're like,
I just find, and this is going to sound really horrible.
Do it. Say it. Say it.
Guys who take selfies, they just make me cringe. Like, women are beautiful, majestic creatures and they always look stunning in their photos, right? Always. They look beautiful. Love it. The lighting's right, background's pretty, you know, hair's done, makeup's done, look incredible. Men,
yeah.
You've probably got like a soggy sock in the background. Like, yeah. The mirror's dirty.
Can we just as
look
well,
trash.
The angle, do you mind, Prada? The angle is always taken from here.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a thumb. I want to see a beautiful face. And that's a very specific type of man, I feel, that takes those photos. There are different men that I think maybe can take selfies correctly. For example, if there's something going on in the background, say like a fight, and they're an innocent bystander walking past, and they're like, "Hey, look at that!" Like that would make me laugh. That's funny. Like a selfie for humorous purposes, I appreciate, but a selfie where they're trying to look like a model, and they're not a model.
You're not here for it.
No, I'm not here for it. I'm here for more.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that thing the other day? Or it's, you know, it's come out that, you know, loads of influencers take photos and they're like that.
Influencers. Yeah.
Model, whatever.
Influence.
And it looks like they look like they're in front of a mirror, but they're not. It's someone else. Someone else taking a photo of them, and it's them like, but there's no mirror in front of them. Mind blown. I can tell
what
by your face, you are shocked. I know.
That's awful.
I know. So all this time
we've
been like, wow, so clear. Look at that. Blah, blah, blah. No, fake. All fake.
Is it because they've all got dirty mirrors, I bet?
I bet it is.
I bet. Because it's all dusty and they're like, I can't take a proper picture there. Like the flash comes off weird.
Yeah.
That's messed up. Why don't they just not do that? That's my advice.
Famous for taking photos.
Clearly, I'm not an influencer, but I don't see the point of any of that.
Me neither. Me neither.
How are you? What's been going on with you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Sick. Oh, love to hear it.
Soon. Which is weird.
Very, very weird.
But I'm looking forward to it in a way. But the sun is shining. I've been trying to have a better PMA, positive mental attitude. I've been trying
Mental attitude,
in it. So I've been trying to kind of keep positive and keep busy. And I've put up in my kitchen, I put up a whiteboard, right?
Oh, with yeah. A pen love a whiteboard.
Right. So my plan is, in the morning, I'm going to write 4 or 5 things down that I want to do for the day. And as they go on, just wipe it off. And so far, it's doing pretty well. Like, someone said to me, there's some statistic that you are 42% more likely to do something if you write it down.
Damn, 42%.
That's a big percent. That's not like fucking marginal error. That's like nearly half more likely to do it.
Where's a pen? I need to write down, have a PMA. Then maybe I'll actually have a PMA.
We'll get a whiteboard or something.
Oh, good job. Yeah. So shit. Recently, I bought a big A2 calendar.
Yeah.
Because I can't visualize time in my head.
Well, that's because it's a man-made construct. But go on.
It's an illusion, is it not? Here we go.
Exactly.
But it's like if you say, I think you said, oh, we'll do this on Thursday or something, and I was like, is that this day, like the date? And you were like, yeah, cool. And then I was trying to think of it in my brain, and I was like, well, do you know what? It's not happening. So I had to open up my calendar app and be like, 1, 2, 3, how many days from now is that? And then look at it on a like it's a map or something, and be like, I'll be going here when I'm here. I don't know. It's weird. My brain doesn't make sense. It's an absolute labyrinth. But if I put like a printed thing on the wall and I write shit on it, I'm like,
take it off. Yeah.
Boom. Do it, yeah.
Oh, but we are going Friday, not Thursday.
We are going Friday, yeah. I know, that's fine.
Okay, just checking, because you said Thursday. I was like, no,
26, because it's also Siobhan's birthday, which is actually also the day that this episode is going to come out, is it not?
Yeah, we're going to be in a lovely dog park.
Happy birthday, Siobhan!
Happy birthday, Siobhan. You wee
absolutely ledge. Adore you. You're a top bird. Carry on, carrying on. This episode is dedicated to you.
Oh, cute.
That's it. Yeah.
But just reverting to time being a man-made construct and having to write things down for time. I wish we'd done that we'd done it properly for our interview this week.
That was a beautiful segue.
I know. So this week we spoke to...
Can I just say...
Go on.
That wasn't even planned.
I know.
That was off the cuff. It's called professionalism, my friends. And you're about to experience a complete lack of it with this interview.
Oh, God. So, yeah, we interviewed Kay Grayson this week. A couple of weeks ago now. And if Eloise had a big calendar on, and if I'd have put it correctly on my phone, we would have been on time for this episode. You know,
we would have been there. We would have been prepared.
We would have been on the
ball. Yeah, got it confused. Just generally fucked up. But I tell you what, Kay was so fucking nice about it and chill. And before I got on the Zoom call, Hannah rang me about 2 minutes. I think it was like 5 or 8 minutes or something after the interview had started, saying, we've got an interview now. And I was like, oh, what time? And she goes, 8 minutes ago. It's like... So if anyone wanted to know how to really, really push my anxiety through the roof, that is exactly how you do it. So I had a mini heart attack and was like, what? And then ran upstairs, got my laptop on, and I just, like, in the time from knowing that we had the interview to getting into the interview, I was like, oh my God, this woman's going to absolutely hate us. She's going to think we're dickheads. And, you know, she's not even going to be there. She's going to badmouth us everywhere. It turns out we're just badmouthing ourselves, so it's fine.
Yeah. She was lovely.
We got in. And she was like, no, don't worry about it. And we were like, time is an illusion. It's okay. But she was so chill about it. And I absolutely loved her.
She was and I still amazing. And I think that's a pretty neat segue into our interview with Kay Grayson. Please enjoy.
Kay Grayson! Woo!
So how are we? How are we doing?
Good, yeah, good. It's a... chill Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, doing good.
Excellent.
Good. And where are you in the world at the moment?
I'm in Newcastle.
Newcastle?
Newcastle. Yeah, yeah. That's where I live at.
Oh, fabulous. And how is it? Is it as windy in Newcastle as it is here in Manchester?
Yes. It's windy and cold, but that's nothing new for Newcastle.
Yeah, it was a lot nicer in summer, wasn't it, when we didn't have anything to do and we could just kind of go outside, have a cider, walk around, and yeah, it was sunny. And now it's like you try and walk out your front door and you get blown away by wind and hail and everything. So
cider and sitting on the grass lockdown was a lot better than this.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourself for our listeners, and what kind of sound and music that you have and you bring?
Yeah, so I'm Kay Grayson. I'm a 22-year-old rapper from Newcastle. And I make kind of hip-hop music, but it's got a more, like, US flavour with kind of a mix of the UK thing. So it's, and it has a kind of a pop flavour as well. But, yeah, so I make hip-hop music.
Oh, fabulous. And who are your biggest influences?
My biggest influences? When I was, like, starting out performing and stuff, I was listening to, like, lots of Chance the Rapper, Childish Gambino, like super fun. There's a rapper named Kyle who's dope, like just super fun type rap. No gangster rap. Sadly.
I think we can both, me and Hannah, can definitely get behind Childish Gambino.
We love him.
We very much love Childish Gambino. Yeah. You've only been going for about, is it about 2 years? 2 years now? That you've been
it's been like a really long time. It's been 2 years that I've been like releasing music with Soul Kitchen, who are my management.
Right.
Well, I first started releasing music when I was about 11. So it was about like 11 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine you kind of were you rapping about different things when you were 11, or?
Oh yeah, I was trash.
I love it though. I imagine it was like, missed the school bus. I mean, if I was a rapper when I was 11, if I was trying to make music and stuff, it would be, missed the school bus, got to call my mum to get her to drive me to school, that kind of thing.
It was that, but like much worse.
Yeah. Really?
No, I want to know
much
now.
Worse than that as well.
No, I want to know. What kind of things did you rap about when you were 11?
See, the thing is, I was into a lot of 50 Cent at that time. 50 Cent was popping. So in my mind, I was in the club. I had guns. I sold drugs. Like, but I was like 11 with like this giant afro. I looked like young Michael Jackson, and I was just like, you know, and I was talking about all these crazy things. So no, it was terrible. But
I love that.
Amazing.
It turned into a less hardened gangster rapper.
I would love to see some really kind cute of like 11-year-old Kay rap video, but it's just you in like a kid park, like proper rapping. That'd be awesome.
Me.
Oh,
I need to do a search on YouTube.
I'm praying they never see
this. There is proof. We need we need to see this.
I'm gonna expose you.
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing.
So obviously we are another goddamn fangirl, but who do you fangirl? If someone was to walk in the room and you'd go, oh my God, I'm such a fangirl, who would it be?
Anybody who knows me already would already know what the answer to this question is, because I'm a very outward stan of Fleetwood Mac. Like, I'm obsessed with Fleetwood Mac. Like, I don't think I've had a conversation with anybody in the past like year and not brought up Fleetwood Mac. So yeah, they would be who I'm like a fangirl over.
That's very fair. That's kind of a little bit.
Go on.
I don't know, maybe a clash of genres.
I love that though. Like, I love that, you know, back in the day, you're like subcultures. It was only kind of what was in your circle. But at the moment, it's just like you could be a fan of this and a fan of that. And, you know, obviously the internet exists. So you just, everyone's just so aware of like everything. Not that anyone's not aware of Fleetwood Mac, you know what I mean? But, but yeah. And also, I've got here written that you performing on Voices of Virtue.
I performed with the Voices of Virtue Choir. They did a piece with Howard University. University made like some cool like gospel music. So I got to do some gospel rap, which is super
cool. Oh wow.
Yeah, pretty fucking cool. How did you get involved with that?
It was just one of those things. Like I've done a lot of gigs and they had been on the same bill as me, so I knew them through that. And when they were looking for a rapper, they found me, so it was good.
Amazing. And obviously you've been working with part of the Northern Roots program in mentoring, so can you just tell us a little bit of that and our listeners for people who may not be aware of it?
Yeah, so the Northern Roots project is something that I do alongside another rapper from the Northeast called Kemike. And we basically a couple of years ago started to think about the different projects that we had been a part of that had helped us to get to where we are today in different projects and stuff, and how they're not very they helped us, but a lot of them don't exist anymore because of lack of funding. And the ones that do exist are quite like, they're not as diverse, and there's sometimes fees attached and things like that, which really makes it difficult for certain groups of kids to get involved. So we decided to start our own project specifically targeted to BAME youth, so that they could have spaces that were for them to create music completely free of charge. So yeah, so that's a project that me and Kemma are working very hard on.
Absolutely.
It's so necessary right now as well. You've got, like you said, like, I mean, there's funding cuts to arts programs in general, but then you look at kind of people of color and it's cut even more. Mm-hmm. So like to have Northern Roots and stuff, that's absolutely amazing. And the fact that you kind of like, I proper rate the fact that you were like, okay, this is missing, what can we do about it? And you put something where there was nothing.
Yeah, it was all about sort of creating that safe space and creating that place where, you know, people could feel like they belong, because I know something that we found difficult. And, you know, me and Kemma didn't grow up together, but we had a shared experience in a sense of you go into a setting and you're the only black person there. And that can feel very alienating. So we wanted to create a space where you would go in there and there was representation of you in that space, and the people who were teaching you looked like you. And it was, you know, and I think that is so important to at least have some of that for the youth. So I'm very proud of the project.
You should be. That's fucking brilliant.
Absolutely. If you had three wishes, what would you wish for?
I would wish for end of the pandemic. I think. I would wish for a world tour where I go everywhere around the world for my music. And I would wish for a lifetime supply of ramen noodles.
Ooh, what flavor?
Come on, chicken.
Chicken noodles. I like the best.
You can kind of add whatever bits you want as well if you're planning on it.
Everything.
Yeah, you turn it into like a little ramen pot. You can have it on a sandwich. You can have cheesy noodles. You know, like spice it up a bit.
Do you have a specific brand that you are quite loyal to?
Affiliated.
So with me and ramen, I think variety is the spice of life.
Oh, so I love it.
Different.
So basically, whatever's on offer, that's what she's just said. Love okay. it.
Sainsbury's do some noodles for like 15p. So
banging.
Yeah, all over that.
Not sponsored. Wish we were sponsored by noodles.
One day. So you said that you wanted to travel the world and go on a massive tour. Where would you like to go? Where's somewhere that you've not been before that you'd really like to go to? Yeah, where's the first place? And then the best place?
The first place, I'd like to go to Barbados. That's where my family's from. So I'd like to listen to music there and just see what that would be like. Because I think the vibe would be immaculate. Like
Where would you not want to go?
Anywhere too cold. I couldn't see myself anywhere super cold.
That's fair. So Alaska's not on the tour for you.
I was going to say Scotland. It's out.
Yeah. I mean, I would go to Alaska, but it would have to be brief.
We could do maybe like a one night.
Stop
for one night only, Kay Grayson. Perfect. And then we can leave. Hannah and I are going on the tour with you as well.
Of course.
We'll be the tour managers.
Oh, I love it.
No Alaska.
But obviously, so we're nearly out of the pandemic. We can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're nearly there. But what are you binge watching at the moment on TV to get yourself through?
Oh, binge watching. You know, right, I'm one of those people who just likes to watch old shows on repeat. So, like, I like the sitcoms. So I'll just be watching Friends and How I Met Your Mother and Big Bang Theory. Anything 20 minutes or less can hold my attention.
That's fair. I think there's definitely something comforting. I've been thinking about this a lot recently. There's something comforting about watching something where you know what's going to happen, but enjoying it and like laughing or whatever, especially in a time when you have no idea what's happening. Like, so necessary. I've been thinking about this for like a good few weeks on and off, and like philosophizing.
Yep, that's the one.
Thank you. philosophizing over fuck all, basically, but being like, oh, it's just so comforting to watch the US Office 50 times in a row. Kind of thing.
Office, that's what I had forgot. That's a major key. The Office is awesome.
Which one, though? US or UK?
US Office.
Love it. There's not many times that the US can copy a UK sitcom and actually make it better, because I know that they did a version of Shameless, which is absolute crap. They did a version of In-Betweeners, which is again just a bunch of shit. And then
Gavin and Stacey.
Gavin destroyed Gavin and Stacey. How do you do that?
First step is to don't. Don't do it. Like, it's sacrilege. Absolute sacrilege.
But like, can you imagine if we try to do a UK version of like Friends? It would be really crap because they'd be in London. The flat would be just like a bathroom, and they'd all be like huddled around this one heat and be like, well, can't afford the heat.
Can't go anywhere.
Let's go Sainsbury's and get 50p noodles, because that's what we can all we can afford in London.
Yeah, it would be a flat share. It would be a flat share, like a 5-bedroom flat share, one horrific looking kitchen. Like, yeah.
Just be awful.
Do you think it would be kind of funny? Like a couple of episodes maybe, but you can't watch that for
you can't do that.
No.
Can't
just be rubbish.
Oh, what character do you relate to the most on The Office?
Oh, relate to? Probably Stanley. I think I have a Stanley energy sometimes. I just want to sit
sick of everyone's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Creed is the funniest though.
Love Creed.
I just die.
He's so fucking weird. I think I don't necessarily relate to him the most, but I do aspire to be like him the most.
Yeah, just
off in his own little world. Yeah, beautiful.
I don't know who would be. Elle, who would you think I would be?
I think you would be Michael. Michael Scott.
That's a big twist.
No, I'm kidding. No, he's he's an issue. Like, fine in the later seasons, but then in the first couple of seasons, he's just a terrible, problematic man, isn't he?
And what is that as well? Like, earlier on Michael and later on Michael are two very separate things.
He's aged and kind of looked in on himself and thought, hey, let's not be as problematic as we could be.
Good for him.
That's character development, I guess.
I love it. So recently I've been having a lot of really weird dreams. Now, did you have any reoccurring dreams as a kid, or what's the weirdest dream you've ever had?
The weirdest dream? Oh man. You know what? When I was really young, I had this dream. Like, when I was like 10, and I had this dream that I had a supply teacher, like, in school. I have wild dreams. Like,
crazy.
But it's like, I was in primary school, and I was, I went one in my class and I had a supply teacher. And then the next day, like, in real life, like, I went to school and I had a supply teacher, and it looked exactly like the teacher in my dream.
What the fuck?
Oh. Genuinely. And I've never forgot that. I've never seen the person before in my life. And then, like, I went to school and, like, we had a supply teacher and it looked exactly like the one I'm wondering.
That's so weird.
So weird.
Because you can't dream up faces. So faces is normally someone that you've seen. This could be, again, total shit. But apparently you can't dream up, like, random faces. It's always someone that you've seen and stuff. That's really weird.
Maybe you saw him in the street, or like,
I used to have a reoccurring dream that I had to be saved by Spider-Man. So, you know,
Spider-Man,
damsel in distress. Ooh. Come on, come get me, Spider-Man. But I was probably about 10, so the only Spider-Man I knew was Tobey Maguire, and now I regret that. So,
waited for Andrew Garfield.
I mean, Tom Holland's really my favourite personally, but
yeah, I do like Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Best one. I appreciate the humour. Good, solid humour. Also, Zendaya's around there, so I mean.
If Zendaya's involved, like,
what are we gonna do except be obsessed? No other option.
I saw this thing and it was like, have you seen Zendaya got to kiss Tom Holland and Zac Efron? It's like, no, they got to kiss Zendaya. No,
yeah, turn those tables, my friend.
Who the lucky one is there? Like, we know who the lucky one is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
What's the first thing you're going to do outside of lockdown whenever it is on the 12th of April or whenever they're going to change their minds to? What's the first thing you're going to do?
The first thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? All I want to do is go to a club and just drink in a club setting. Like,
yeah.
Surrounded by strangers. I just want to drink around strangers. I'm tired of being around the same people.
Would you consider yourself, before Corona, would you consider yourself a introvert or an extrovert?
I'm quite extroverted. I like to be out there. Yeah,
so the whole lockdown thing has been crippling for you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't have to go there, but it's weird because I'm not super into like crowded places and that. However, the idea of going into a club, ordering a £5 rum and coke, and, you know, having people sweat near/on me, mwah, chef's kiss. I'm very excited about that. I think it's turned some introverts extrovert.
That's so
just
true.
Miss human contact.
Mm-hmm. It's that feeling like when you first walk into a club. And it's like the beginning of the night, and you just hear the music and the lights, and you're walking straight to the bar. Like, oh, that's what I keep having. That's my recurring dream right now.
You just shut your eyes and like put your phone on flat and be like, I'm there, I'm there.
I can smell the old beer, like, you know, I can smell it. Like,
Yeah, but if you put the shower on in the bathroom on like a really hot temperature, then you can pretend it's like steam, like sweat and stuff. Especially if you sniff your own armpits at the same time.
Don't sniff your own armpit. Don't do that. That's
well, I've never done that.
You would look like such a weirdo if you stood in the shower, steam on, smelling your armpit, music blaring, and putting your phone on flash. That's not going to go well for anybody.
It's a coping mechanism, Anna.
Yeah, the pandemic hit everybody so hard.
Yeah.
Some harder than most, clearly.
Yeah, if you find it hit you very hard.
Yeah, this podcast has started during lockdown, and I swear to God, every single interview, every single episode, whatever it is, I've said something that makes people pity me. I'm so sure. And it's just going to turn into like, why Elle needs therapy, or why Elle is so alone. And I'm just like, yeah, if you turn the steam on really high in your bathroom, then it's like you're sweating in a club. Like, what the fuck?
It's going to be funny though, because once the pandemic's over, like, you, when you do the podcast, you're going to be so together. It's going to be like, yeah, everything's cool. And people are going to be like, whoa. Like,
I hope so. I really hope so. Hannah's shaking her head. She's
I don't even know what to say to that. Because part of me is like, right, quick, move on. But on the other half, I'm like, I'm going to eat this out a little bit. Oh, God. Right. I am going to ask another question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think is your worst habit?
Oh, my worst habit. I am like criminal for like opening a text, replying in my mind, and then locking the phone. 4 or 5 times a day. Like, oh, I'm just terrible at it. You know? So yeah, that's my worst habit.
Because then you get an angry phone call and be like, yo, you know, why didn't you reply? And you're like, I did.
Yeah, I replied in my head. Like, that's you sound crazy. I was like, oh, you know, so yeah, I do that.
Because then you just look like a dickhead then as well. And it looks like you're ignoring them on purpose. But,
Hollywood, she just ignores your messages. Like, no, just an idiot.
Oh, we'll let everyone know you're not an arsehole. You just forget. Or you this do you reply in your head. Yeah.
It's not your fault. I knew what I wanted to say.
Bless you.
Sorry, I've just completely lost my face. Place. My face. My place.
Face?
My face and place.
We're a professional podcast.
We really are. We really are.
Oh, it's just fun, isn't it?
I don't think I can handle a professional podcast.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You were in the right place.
Yeah. Come on down. Do you want to join the podcast?
How do you want to be remembered?
Wow.
Deep question.
Deep.
Yeah.
We pulled you in with a little bit of nicety and a bit of flow, and now it's just tell me.
How light-hearted and fun we are. Bam.
Tell me your soul. Sorry.
How do you want to be remembered? It's like, I think I want to be remembered as someone who's a lot of fun. Like, I know that sounds weird. I think people put a lot of deep stuff. It's like, oh, I want to be this and be that. But I think at the end of the day, if people, when they remember you, smile, then that's the only thing that matters, really.
Mm. Yeah, there's like this whole kind of, you have to do something big and, I don't know, have like places and stuff named after you and whatever. It's like, well, just be nice. Have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you do something big, then you're always going to have a certain amount of people who might not like you for that reason. Like, you're never going to please all the people. But if you're a fun, nice person, then people, even if they didn't like you, will probably think of you fondly. So, yeah. That's how I think of
it. That's a good one.
What inspires you in your music? Obviously, going away from, you know, 11-year-old who was inspired by drugs and being in the club, what inspires you now?
Drugs and being in the club. No,
never changed. Stay true.
Stay true. to be honest, I'm joking, but I'm half not joking as well. I think what inspires me is like just real life. Like I like to be out there, and I want my music to be like, you know, in 20 years time when I listen back to it, I can see exactly what I was talking about. So it becomes like a diary. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I think for me, what inspires me is just my real life and things that are going on.
I love it. And is there anything that you've got coming up in the pipelines? Anything that you can tell us, excite us with?
Sneaky teasers.
in the pandemic, I've made a rule now not to announce any more shows. Because every time I announce a show, the lockdown gets extended. So shows is pending, but everything will be announced on my Instagram at Kay Grayson when it's definitely set in stone. But the main thing I've got coming this year is lots of new music. So so that's something I can definitely say will happen.
Fingers crossed. And you better come to Manchester. That's our only, you know, terms and agreements, you know?
Definitely want that. First stop on the world tour before Barbados.
Love it. See?
Oh, perfect. We beat Barbados.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, come to Manc. We'll have a night on the town. We've already decided we're going to have a fangirl night where we have all the bands and artists that we've had on and do a bar crawl. So.
But Elle, have you ever been to Newcastle?
I have been somewhere where they I've not been to Newcastle. I've been somewhere where they did trebles and I was like, isn't this a Newcastle thing? Yes. And they were like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure, I don't think I was in Newcastle.
So I'm pretty sure Kay will tell you it's the best night out. So where are you going to take us out in Newcastle?
That's true.
Oh, everywhere. Like there's, you start by, you know, going to your travels bar, getting something that's strong enough to put down an animal. And then you go like from there into the clubs, and then from clubs to bars. Oh man, yeah. Everywhere.
I'm excited.
What's your usual haunt?
My usual haunt? Oh, you know, I try not to have one because I feel like if you appear at the same place too often, people start to know your face. It becomes like Cheers. You know,
you don't want everyone to know your name.
No,
mysterious. Yeah. So variety is the spice of life, as like you said noodles. Before.
It's like ramen noodles. So yeah, I try and mix it up, but I'm often in a trebles bar, so I try and go where the liquor's the strongest.
Yeah, that's a very good way of life.
I like it. Right, well, fabulous. I think that's everything from us. Is there anything that you want to leave out? A nice quote, something that you really like at the moment? Any words of advice?
I think there's two words that you can live by. And anytime you get in hard times or you get in good times, they always help. They always help me. And that's play on.
Ooh, so play on.
Ooh.
Play on.
Love it. Very good.
No matter what.
We'll right, well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so sorry we were so late, but we did it. We're fine.
Thank you so much for being a good person.
All right. Thank you, Kay.
See you again.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Make sure to follow us on all of our socials at Another Goddamn Fangirl on Instagram and at Goddamn Fangirl on Twitter. We also have a Facebook. Thanks to me and Hannah for writing the question. Thanks to Pippa for editing all of our shit together. And thanks to all the bands that we have on our podcast. That's the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life, is it not?
I mean, yeah.